Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, my name is Jen Myers, and I'm part of the Sanction Love Ministry team. I'm going to share a little testimony with you that is still ongoing. It has increased my ability to believe and to have faith in spite of things we see. You see, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hoped in that scripture means intense expectation. And I have had to have an intense expectation that whatever God said he'll do, in spite of things I see, think, hear, feel, or even imagine. On April 2nd, 2015, we received a report and a diagnosis of IgA nephropathy. You see, every 2 years, my husband would have a medical exam in order to drive a truck. He was cleared every year because he was healthy. The report came back that he had IgA nephropathy after a biopsy was done. We were asked all kinds of questions that day, like, how are your teeth? Have you had regular dental checkups? To hear, you don't have any cavities or infections in your mouth, do you? To which I replied, what the heck does all this have to do with seeing a kidney doctor? Well, apparently, an infected cavity in the mouth during a kidney transplant can be very bad and even kill you. At stage 5 kidney disease, your kidney function's dropping actively, your doctor is put in a situation where he must prepare you for the possibility of a kidney transplant. To say we were a bit shaken would be kind of an understatement. There's a reason that we must spend time in the Word, because it prepares us to be ready in and out of season, because out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. In these situations, it's best to take your grandma's words seriously. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So I kept my mouth shut. The Word of God was hidden in my heart, but I needed to connect the Word of God in my heart to my mouth, which would cause me to speak words of life instead of death into this situation. I had to get myself to a place where I would begin to speak, let there be, in faith, or a just say the word that would cause mountains to move. So let's move, I thought. I got back to town and I headed to the gym. The first thing I did was get on an elliptical and start Googling faith preachers. Pulled up the first general in God's army that I thought of, and listened to a message on mountain moving faith. Not only did he have the word of God hidden in his heart, but he also had a testimony to back it up. Testimony means, do it again, Lord, with the same power and authority you did it then. You see, we overcome the enemy and his schemes by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So hearing testimonies increases our faith in a faithful God. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. So there's a mountain in front of me, and I needed to start speaking to it. In Matthew 17, 20, 21, it says, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So listen, a mustard seed's really, really small. With faith that size, you could move a mountain that's in front of you when you speak to it. A heart abundantly filled with faith causes the mouth to speak. Miraculous things happen. Being fully persuaded that God can do all things for them that believe, if you believe. Believe, God said to me. Get around people and rub elbows with people who believe. People who have faith and are not afraid to use it. People who walk into the fire instead of run away from it. People who walk into battle and expect to win. Hebrews 11:6 says, you must have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Sometimes in life, okay, it's not a matter of if, but when. Waiting rooms. Picture with me, if you will, being in a waiting room. If you've ever gone to an emergency room and you haven't been escorted there by an ambulance, often you're waiting for quite a while. Waiting rooms can be a major pain in our life experiences. Learning to wait and wait well in faith without doubting is a sign of maturity. We all have heard the age-old saying, good things come to those who wait. Inside the waiting room, we experience a gamut of emotions: wonder, anxiety, fear, confusion, excitement, frustration. You add crowds of people to that mix and all kinds of different voices influencing what you're hearing. Our culture is full of all kinds of opinions and overcrowding of information. It's no wonder that we dread to have to wait. But God, right? It becomes vital to intentionally focus on the still small voice in situations like this. We're in 2024. Okay? We got the diagnosis in 2015. So we've been in a waiting room. Okay? It's become very vital that we learned to focus on the still small voice. What we're listening to, what you're listening to matters, especially if you can't leave the waiting room. This is where I found the words, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. In waiting rooms, most people are usually sick. They're waiting for answers. They're waiting for solutions and even directions on what to do next. The how, the why, the what. The atmosphere is full of challenges. Imagine the atmosphere. You may be over here with faith and somebody may be over there in fear. You may be over here with faith and somebody might be over there and with great discouragement. Navigating the powers that be requires a muscle of faith that must be fed with the infallible words of God. In my opinion, the what ifs are where the rubber meets the road. The what ifs is where I learned how to find strength. Because in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That little itty bitty word wait is a tough one in our culture of, I gotta have it now. The words that follow that are very important. That word wait. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Waiting on the Lord is just that. Being strengthened in our spirit. Strength's necessary in our maturity levels. You can't go into a gym and pick up a really heavy dumbbell immediately. You have to build your muscles up in order to do so. It's continual repetitions of doing the same thing over and over again that build your strength to come in and eventually pick up that really heavy dumbbell. Eventually, if you don't give up, you're going to be able to do it. In the waiting room, there's a tension in faith. Just like there's a tension on your muscle when you're building it up to pick up that big, heavy dumbbell. Learning not to give in or let down quickly can make or break you. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good." Why? Because in due season, we're going to reap if we don't lose heart. The word wait in other translations is translated as trust. Those whose trust is in the Lord shall renew their strength. In the waiting, our trust is also being tested by fire, and it's strengthened this way, by trusting the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will bring a resolve within your spirit. A resolve, now that's a word you should research. More importantly, learn how to come to it. Learn to wait. Learn to trust. And hope in the Lord. It's key to unlocking and receiving your miracle. Be blessed. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.